All right, welcome back to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It is 1 o'clock. We're back from recess. On item number 5, discussion and consideration of change order with West Tech for the Dutch John Culinary Water Membrane Filtration Plant in the amount of $19,262 for programming and controls modifications. We did address this in our Municipal Building Authority meeting, but Trevor, can you give us a brief rundown of what this change order is about?
So we have to monitor a lot of water levels, turbidity, pH, temperature, things like that. We have some that we monitored. West Tech thought we were going to have our SCADA people put in their own PLC to monitor some of this stuff. We thought West Tech put it all in their master PLC. It makes sense to have it all in one PLC rather than having two of them. So this is an addition to get that remaining tank level sensor, turbidity meters, things like that, that West Tech misunderstood us wanting in their master PLC, added into that PLC. We took it to the MBA for approval because the funding is through the MBA with CIB for funding this change order. We also brought it to the county because the county has the contract, the original contract with West Tech. Equipment was with the county and West Tech with ARPA funding.
So the request is consideration from the county on signing the change order proposal to West Tech. It's in the amount of $19,262.
Do we accept this so moved after that description?
Sure.
Move to approve?
Yes.
Second.
So a motion and a second's been made to approve change order proposal to West Tech in the amount of $19,262 for the purposes that Trevor stated in discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, now we're on item A on the Redevelopment Agency policy and legislation, which is discussion and consideration of a participation agreement with DJ 57 LLC. I've got a hard copy of the participation agreement, the proposed agreement. Randy, if you wanted to look at it, I thumbed through it a little bit. And then, Jack, there is also one, I believe, in your email, if you'd like to look at it there as well.
Okay.
Kent, maybe in the meantime, while we're looking at that, would you run through some of the notable items in this agreement?
Just a second, I'm bringing up the hard copy here. So the purchase price is for that, the first section of the land for $213,970. We arrived at that by looking at the usable property, and as the commissioners already discussed, that how we came to that price. Looking at usable, developable land versus the total, then adjusted the price accordingly.
And I believe that it was $5,000 per usable acre and $1,000 for usable is probably not the right word, developable acre and $1,000 for non-developable or harder to develop.
Correct.
which is in line with other participation agreements that the RDA has entered into.
And that was the price of the land that was on that, let's say, northwest side of 191, the original offered price that we had for Worthington. So it's consistent also with the sale price.
Right. And then also noting that the RDA weighs other benefits to the community, to the town of Dutch John, and also to the RDA and its stated purposes, and also benefits to Daggett County in forms of development and property taxes to offset the potential of a discrepancy between market price and sales price.
Correct. And also there is a underlying trust deed that is very similar to the one that we used for Matt Lucas. In fact, it's almost word verbatim. There is a 5% per annum, and it's paid off as each developed lot is sold. And will be paid in full by the time he develops the first phase of the new project. But will carry the 5% interest until paid in full. But also a provision that provides that if he doesn't move forward under the participation agreement, he's not able to develop, that the county has the option to give him notice, and then we can repurchase the property after giving notice at the original sales price for the property.
Yeah, it's similar to other participation agreements that we've done in the past.
Correct. It's tighter than the ones we've used in the past. It's the same one that we used with Joe Mann. Any other questions, commissioners? Also, there's a provision in there. Jesse wants to move forward with this quickly. So there's a provision that the 90 days after the development agreement was in a concept plan, 120 days, they will submit a preliminary plan application to the Land Use Authority, and construction will begin within 180 days. And if also, if construction has not been started within the development, there's takedown phases 1 through 4. If development has not been started within 12 months of that phase approval, then we can purchase the property back.
Jesse, would you care to make any comment?
No, I think that's pretty much, Ken explained it well enough.
Thank you. Jack or Randy, any comments?
I think the process has been pretty well discerned, and the work we give and take that's occurred to get to this point is good. So I'm prepared to move forward.
Randy, you.
Yeah. Let's go ahead.
Okay, I entertain a motion. If we're to that point.
Begin to make the motion, but I'm not sure that the prices and whatnot that's in the agreement, but I would move it forward with going ahead with the participation agreement with DJ 57 LLC.
Yeah. I'll second the motion.
Any more discussion?
Just noted that the particulars that will be in the makeup of the agreement, the terms of the participation agreement will be in there.
Okay. All right, so a motion and a second's been made to approve the participation agreement between Daggett County Redevelopment Agency and DJ 57 LLC, as it's on the RDA agenda for approval. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Item B on the Redevelopment Agency policy and legislation is discussion and consideration of an addendum to participation agreement with JOMAC LLC. We are not quite ready to proceed with that addendum today, so we'll table that until next week, unless there's a reason not to. And also, I failed to mention something during correspondence that I wanted to bring up. The Bishop of the Manila Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Ward asked me to convey a request for a day of prayer and fasting in conjunction with the drought, day of prayer and fasting for moisture. That will happen on the 26th, Sunday the 26th of this month. He'd asked that be extended, that opportunity be extended to anyone that's interested in participating, specifically the community and the county as a whole, recognizing the situation that we're in and the dire circumstances where we are in dire need of moisture. So I told him that I would pass that invitation along to the county and anyone that's interested in participating. And he'll do some additional, he'll have some conversations, I think specifically with the Baptist Church here locally in town, and invite them. And Jack, is there is a parish the right word for a Catholic local group?
There's nothing organized in Daggett yet in terms of a parish, but we work through both Vernal and Green River, so I could pass the word along.
That would be great. Thank you.
This is for the ward, or is this a church-wide?
No, just a local. Just
for the things.
Just a local.
What?
Just a local invitation from the Manila ward.
Okay.
And yeah. And I'll make sure that the ward in Dutch John is aware as well.
The
ward of the Dutch John ward of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Do they have any other religious organizations in Dutch John that you're aware of, Jack?
Not that I'm aware.
Or Trevor?
No, you might. Mayor John's. Be worth contacting him.
Thank you.
In his other role as a minister.
Thank you. I'll do that as well. Okay. Is there anything else that we need to discuss or anything that I've missed from the agenda?
Thank you for a good meeting.
Thank you all. Well, hearing none, I'll adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 1:16. Thank you. We're adjourned.